I'm Andrea Chalfin with 91.5 KRCC News. A Democratic proposal to ban corporal punishment in public schools and child care facilities receiving state money has officially passed the House. But as 91.5 KRCC's Benta Berkland reports, some lawmakers say the proposal isn't necessary.
Colorado is one of 19 states where corporal punishment is not explicitly banned. The state system of local control leaves that decision up to individual school districts. Data shows that it is exceedingly rare and that no school district in Colorado currently allows it. So former school superintendent and Republican Representative Jim Wilson of Salida says, why create a new law?
What we have in place is working. I'm one of those folks that believe that if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's the argument he and other Republicans made. But Democratic sponsor Representative Susan Lontine of Denver says her proposal will reinforce best practices and believes there should be clarity in state statute to define corporal punishment.
I believe that it is best the state has a standard, and if school districts want to add to that, they are certainly free to.
It's not clear if the measure will pass the Republican-controlled Senate. Despite some Republican opposition on the House floor, the measure did clear an earlier committee with bipartisan support. For 91.5 KRCC News, I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.
Lane closures begin today on Pikes Peak Avenue between Wasatch and Corona in Colorado Springs as crews work on stormwater and utility infrastructure. The project is expected to last 5 months. This is 91.5 KRCC News.